Craig Humphrey and Renee Gonzalez. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Now, a savvy little musical comedy makes for a perfectly summer theater offering, so Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is a great choice. Very briefly, what is the madcap plot that you're unfolding in this presentation?
Okay, the show centers around two con men, Lawrence and Freddie, and Lawrence is sophisticated and charming and extremely successful at conning wealthy, usually American women, although not always, out of lots of money. And he's working this little town on the French Riviera called Beaumont-sur-Mer. And along comes this young, upstart, kind of crude American named Freddie, who has the same goals. And basically, they enter into a bet, a wager, as to the first one to raise $50,000 from this young American girl, Christine, played by Renee here, that the other one has to leave town. And so the outline of the show follows them trying to outdo each other and competing back and forth and playing dirty tricks, dirty rotten tricks on each other to get the money out of Christine. And of course, along the line, there are some emotions that get involved, and we don't know exactly where the love relationships will go. It's a lot of fun.
It certainly sounds it. Why do you think A Battle of the Cons is such a universally engaging storyline?
I think it's because people like the fact that they can identify with these scoundrels, as the title calls them. I think we all would like to be a little underhanded at times, and so we can live through these others knowing that it's harmless. Yeah, I think it's a little vicariousness.
That certainly makes sense. Renee, what about your role as Christine first spoke to you?
Well, I saw it about 9 years ago on Broadway. I fell in love with the show. I had seen the movie when I was young, and it was played by Sherry Renee Scott. She's a fantastic Broadway actress, and I thought, I want to play this role. The music is so fantastic. There's something sweet and innocent about Christine, and yet she's kind of klutzy. She's not your typical ingenue as far as roles go. I'm always attracted to kind of non-conventional ingenues or character roles more than the sweet, pretty one. I'm more interested in smart girls or funny girls or quirky girls.
Sounds like you got your dream come true in this part then.
It really is. Yeah, it has been a dream come true working with Craig and being back at Fort Wayne Civic after all these years. And it's a really wonderful show. I really enjoy it.
In the casting of the play, Craig, you had to look for funny and musically inclined. Was that a challenge?
It was. It always is in a musical. But because of the bigness of the comedy in this show, that was a real consideration for me, was finding actors who could sing it. Because the score is, when you hear it, it's deceptive. It sounds a whole lot simpler than it really is musically. It's actually challenging. And so I, of course, needed actors who could sing the roles. And a whole wide range of styles. The score really pokes fun at a wide range of traditional Broadway styles, of pop music styles. There's a big 1980s rock and roll love ballad in the middle of the show. There's a tribute to Oklahoma in the show. So, musically, I was really looking for actors who could handle that, but then also the comedy. And the comedy ranges as well. It's both witty and clever and highbrow, and also it's really physical and lowbrow. And I keep saying about the show, it's always cheesy. And I actually like that it's always cheesy.
And it sounds like whether one is a total musical aficionado or has never been to a musical before, they're going to enjoy each and every one of these songs for their own sake.
I think so. I think there's really something for everyone in there. I do think that people shouldn't take much of it seriously, though. The show never takes itself seriously.
Yeah.
In fact, at many places throughout the show, characters will break the fourth wall and speak directly to the audience, speak to the conductor. It's very meta-theatrical in that way, that it is constantly reminding us, hey, you're sitting in a theater watching a musical. Enjoy it.
What are your audiences guaranteed to take away from this Dirty Rotten Scoundrel experience?
A good, fun time.
That's what I hope, yes.
I want them to not remember any of their own troubles. I want them to come and just laugh until their stomachs hurt. And that's the best kind. I mean, really, it's laughter's the best medicine. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for a good time, this musical is it. And I just want people to enjoy themselves and get out of their own heads and get into a great storyline, enjoy the music, have a great time.
I'll second all of that, yes.
Craig Humphrey is director of the Fort Wayne Civic Theater's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and Renee Gonzalez plays the role of Christine Colgate. They joined us today in the WBOI studio. Thank you both for sharing your time and your very dirty, rotten scoundrel story with us.
Thank you for having us, Julia.
Thank you so much.